We're celebrating the art and power of music all this month, thanks to the support of the Maine Community Foundation, Northbridge Companies, and listeners like you. Welcome to Music That Moves Me.
I believe it was the last time my mother was still able to travel to Maine. One of her gifts to me had been an early exposure to many kinds of music. She was a voice major. She and my father were both in our church choir. And my mother sang sacred music professionally in Pittsburgh while my brothers and I were growing up. So now, decades later, I was grateful when I could return her gift by taking her to local music performances here in Maine. That last visit, we found ourselves sitting in the front pew of the First Congregational Church of Blue Hill for a concert by Paul Sullivan. A grand piano has been placed below the altar at the end of the center aisle. I watch his deft fingers as he begins to play Fireflies. Then I close my eyes. The piano, the church, and my mother disappear. And I'm in Princeton, New Jersey, where I've moved to take my first job the summer after college. It's a warm evening, and I'm riding my bike. I don't even own a car yet. Past the seminary grounds to a large park with grassy walks and stately mature trees, all still in the twilight. I stop and stand there mesmerized. In front of me rises an immense ancient fir. A perfect giant Christmas tree, lit from its peak to the ground, from the tip of every branch into the trunk, with their twinkling natural lights. I'm grateful that music not only creates bonds, but also has this ability, completely unexpected, to transport us through space and time. My name is Leslie Fiveland. I live in Blue Hill, and this is Music That Moves Me.
All of our Music That Moves Me stories are archived at mainepublic.org, where you can also share your own musical memory. Visit mainepublic.org for all the details.